what we see in France is essentially nothing new. We see in France a debate provoked by a number of things. First of all, a desire to know more. And there is a problem, and there has been a problem, about communicating Europe. There is an information deficit. Secondly, there is always a danger that many people are led into casting a vote not on the issue to be decided, but rather casting a vote to register a protest against either the government in power or individual politicians or policies. Thirdly, there are certain misinformations and misconceptions around, for example, that this constitution will somehow or other replace national constitutions. This constitution is not a revolution by any manner of means. It is an evolution and a simplification of the existing treaties, necessary for two reasons. One, the European Union of 15 member states was already operating on an engine too weak to drive it. And of course, as an enlarged union, it needs a clearer political and constitutional profile. This constitution, therefore, gives the union identity. It does not in any way dilute or menace the constitutional heritages or identities of the 25 member states.